This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. America runs on credit. You already know that. What you might not know is how a lack of access to credit can make things exceedingly difficult for immigrants. From being able to buy things with plastic to having the credit history necessary to just rent an apartment, your standing among lenders, or lack thereof, can have a powerful influence over everyday life. This is especially true for undocumented immigrants. As Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, a lack of access to credit can drive some immigrants to get creative, even entrepreneurial.
In Alhambra, California, just east of Los Angeles, Mario Escobar juggles multiple jobs. With his two young daughters in tow, he comes here to the post office every other day to mail books.
This one is going to Laurel, Maryland. Okay. And this one is going to Milwaukee.
The 35-year-old runs a small business publishing other people's books. Today, he's sending off copies of his own novel.
It's about the Civil War in El Salvador and the experience of migrating and carrying the personal traumas and how do you deal with it.
While standing in line, Escobar gets a request for his other job, translating.
We got 2 weeks to get translations and everything. Random House is going to look at my book.
Escobar's dexterity can be traced back to his experience as a student at UCLA.
When I was an undergrad, I didn't qualify for loans.
This was back before he was approved for political asylum, when he was still an undocumented immigrant.
My grandpa used to say that when people are hungry, they get creative.
Escobar was a starving student, but due to his undocumented immigration status, no bank would give him a loan. That forced him to get very creative.
It went from being a janitor to cutting grass to tutoring. I was writing papers for people. People would say, well, wait a minute, did you do that? Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we also had our own corner of Home Depot in academia. People didn't want to write their papers. I needed money.
His experiences mirror those of other immigrants. Take 25-year-old Jose Luis Zelaya.
It's been a very difficult journey, being homeless in Honduras. And, you know, not being able to survive in my own home country or seeing my brother pass away because we didn't have money to take him to the hospital.
Living on the streets of Honduras, Zelaya taught himself to crochet. He kept at it even after he moved to Houston when he was 14.
I had a crazy idea that I wanted to go to college, but I was faced with the obstacles of not being able to work and being too afraid to work with fake documentation. I have never had a loan from a bank. I was not able to apply due to my immigration status. So I relied on crocheting, and I started making a lot of beanies and scarves and headbands.
Zelaya sold his crochet beanies at flea markets. Now he's a grad student at Texas A&M. And even though he's been given a legal work permit, he still sells his crochet online.
It made life a bit more difficult, not being able to pay for school through loans or not being able to apply for a credit card. Through crocheting, I have been able to pay for my books. It has also paid for my rent. It has paid for my food, but it has also paid for my sister's tuition and all of her books.
In Los Angeles, Miguel Carvente paid for his education at UCLA by holding raffles and throwing parties with a cover charge. At the time, he was jealous of friends who got student loans, but now they owe as much as $60,000.
Now I find myself in the very privileged position of having very close to a master's degree and have zero debt.
Sometimes undocumented immigrants get around restrictions on credit through, shall we say, creative financing. University of Southern California sociology professor Jody Aegis Vallejo studies the Mexican-American middle class.
They oftentimes take out loans in their own name on behalf of their relatives so that their relatives, like their parents, for example, can purchase a car so that their parents can have money to fund their businesses.
But it carries big risks for the person borrowing on behalf of an undocumented relative.
If that person fails to pay that payment or fails to pay you that car payment or the rent, then that is in your name and your credit rating can go down, your credit is ruined, you may not be able to buy another car, you may not be able to obtain any type of credit at all.
Some who have survived without credit find it less attractive once it's available.
I simply want to take it back to the old school. You have what you earn and that's it.
Mario Escobar doesn't believe in credit or handouts. He says he's proud to pay taxes.
I personally do not believe in the welfare system.
Welfare for him is similar to credit. He says they both drain a person of creativity. Escobar sees the need to pay the rent as a chance to kickstart inspiration. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.